Imagine you are walking through the streets of 1650 Mexico City. You're carrying this secret that could literally cost you your life. You aren't just a merchant, you're part of a completely hidden spiritual underground.
Yeah, and we are diving right into exactly that today in our exploration into the source material. We're looking at an incredible 489-page Inquisition file. It's the singular process of Salomon Machoro, and it details a massive crackdown on a crypto-Jewish community in New Spain.
Right, it's like this whole submerged city, you know, just invisible on the surface of Catholic society, but fully functioning with its own leaders and laws beneath the waves. But what's fascinating is how a whole city like that suddenly gets exposed. The sources show it didn't start with some divine intervention or a huge sting operation.
No, not at all. It started with the one guy, Gaspar de Robla. And he wasn't a spy or anything. He was just a sick, unemployed man who, while he panicked, he ended up betraying his own family, the Enriquez and Rivera clan, to the Inquisition just to save himself. Yeah, it was the catalyst for what became known as the Complicidad Grande, the Great Conspiracy. The Inquisition used these brutal confessional chains. Once Gaspar spoke, he had to name everyone else to unburden his conscience or face the stake.
Which is wild because, like, how do you even verify secret faith? It sounds like a lot of he said, she said among terrified prisoners. But that one betrayal unravels a web leading straight to the most powerful merchants in Mexico, like Simon Valles Sevilla. And of course, the biggest target of all, Salomon Machoro, also known as Juan de Leon.
Exactly. And Salomon is such a unique figure. He's only 20 years old, recently arrived from Livorno, Italy, and he immediately causes friction. He quickly supplants the local matriarch, Blanca Enriquez, as the community's spiritual guide.
Wait, why would an established underground listen to a 20-year-old?
Well, because of where he came from. Livorno was a Mediterranean freeport with open Jewish scholarship. The crypto-Jews in Mexico had been isolated for generations, just working off fragments of memory. But Salomon arrived with what they saw as pure knowledge of Jewish law.
Oh, right. So he was basically a walking library for them. I remember reading about that massive conflict they had over Yom Kippur in 1639. Blanca argued they should observe it on a Friday, but Salomon insisted on the Saturday, dictated by the actual Hebrew calendar.
Which really shows they weren't just a monolith, right? They were having these intense theological debates in the shadows, knowing one wrong word could end them.
Yeah, the stakes were unimaginably high. And the evidence of their identity is just so vivid in the files. Things like the Bath of the Japanese.
Right, which was likely a ritual cleansing, just given a strange name to confuse the servants.
Exactly. Or people hiding candles under barrels to avoid detection and reciting the Pique, Pique, Señor prayer. Then there was that bizarre medical dispute where you have two different teams of doctors standing over Salomon arguing about his anatomy. One side says he's definitely circumcised. The other says he's not.
The Inquisition was just desperate for physical proof. To them, Salomon was a dogmatizer, like an apostle sent directly from Italy to contaminate the colony.
I mean, I have to push back a bit on that apostle theory. It really feels like the Inquisition was projecting a grand mission onto him. Based on the records, he just sounds like a kid who came to Mexico looking for his father, who had actually died at sea, and he just happened to know more than his peers. He doesn't read like a secret agent.
That's a very fair point. Whether he was an agent or just an accidental leader, the Inquisition focused on dismantling his influence, and the cost was staggering. After 8 years in a cell, he gets sentenced to 300 lashes.
And 8 years as a galley slave, which the sources describe as basically a temporal hell. You're chained to a wooden bench, involuntarily close to death every day.
Yeah, the conditions were horrific. The records mention the Mario, where the ship's water casks get so stagnant they say the water itself was seasick, and you're surviving on these twice-baked biscuits that are essentially rocks.
And the absolute tragedy of it all is that Salomon actually survived Turkish captivity in Algiers before he ever came to Mexico, only to end up enslaved in a Spanish galley for the exact same faith.
It's heartbreaking. But it shows how a vibrant community functioned through ritual and immense risk, only to be dismantled by internal betrayal.
It really does. It makes you wonder, you know, how much of your own identity you'd be willing to hide and for how long.
Definitely.
But consider this provocative thought as we wrap up. If the Inquisition's own records are our primary source for these secret lives, are we actually seeing the truth of their faith? Or are we just reading a script written by the Inquisition and performed by terrified prisoners? Something to think about.